他告诉了要在宇宙当中要完成什么样子的一个工作。神要把我们造，要把教会造这带到一个完全圣洁、完全的这么样一个地步。这是以弗所书给我们看到的信息。那我们是教会的成员，教会是每一个信徒啊。对不起，sorry，sorry，I'm sorry，I apologize。
Praise the Lord. We finished the study of the book of Ephesians, and Ephesians is a very Ephesians walks us through a very high level perspective of what is God's reading towards the universal church and also towards individual families.
一个教会的完全需要每一个教会的成员完全。
A mature church needs every single of the attendee to be more mature in Christ.
所以，我们明年我们要开始学习《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书
We will study the first and second Corinthians next year.
》。《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书》也是两卷讲教会的书。
These two letters also talk about the church.
它和以弗所书不同的是，以弗所书讲的是天上的那个教会。
Different from the book of Ephesians, and Ephesians talks about the church in the heaven.
哥林多前后书讲的是地上的教会，是像我们这样的教会。
And the book of Corinthians talks about the church on the earth.
神对天上的教会的计划是完美。
God has his perfect plan for the heavenly church.
神对地上的教会的计划也是完美。
So does for the
好，
earthly church.
我们不要认为说，我们在地上，那么神就可以马虎一点，降低了一点标准。不不不不，神对地上的教会的要求也是完美，他的计划也是完美。
So we shall not take it lightly.
所以，哥林多前书和哥林多后书，你可以看到说，它放在一起的话呢，它最终。保罗所要传讲的最重要的一句话，哈，就是在哥林多后书的最后的一段时里面，他对弟兄姐妹说：“啊，你们要做完全人。
So the key point of the Corinthian the book of Corinthians is like what Paul write at the end of the book. He says, dear brothers and sisters, be a mature person in Christ.
”那我看了一下，说今年剩下的时间里面，教会安排我总共还有4次在这个地方这个讲到，所以我就想了有4个题目。这4个题目呢，都是一步一步的带，就说要准备我们要一步一步的走向，就说一个天上的一个基督徒，我们在地上的生活应该有的一个样式是什么？
And so before the year ends, I have four sermons to preach, and I plan to use this opportunity to prepare our hearts towards a heavenly journey next year.
就换句话说，当我们生活在一个地上的教会，我们的行事为人应当表现出什么？应当表现出一个什么样的样式？
How should we live our daily life on earth?
好，所以我今天呢是分享这四个信息当中的第一堂信息，就是以圣洁为追求。
So today we will begin with the first sermon, which of this mini series, which is to pursue the holiness.
因为我们要跟随主，我们要跟主一起往前。第一步要做的就是圣洁。
To follow the Lord and to move forward with Him, the first step is to be holy.
圣洁是圣经当中一个非常重要的观念。
Holy or holiness is a central concept, a biblical concept.
就单单"圣洁"这个字哈，"holy" 这个字，在圣经当中就一共出现过600多次。
The word holy appears 400 times in the Bible.
啊，就换句话，如果说我们平均的这来说的话呢，一卷书里面就会提起 "holy" 这个字，提起10次。
Which means like in every book of the Bible, it will shows up 10 times at least.
这个还不包括一些意义相近的字，比如说 "sacred" 啦，这一些字啊。
This doesn't include the relative terms like this sacred.
那如果我们把那些意义相近的字放到一起去的话呢，那么"圣洁"这个字就应该是出现了1000多次。
So along with its relative terms like holiness and sacred, it's well up to 1,000 times from cover to cover.
所以可见得"圣洁"这个 这一件事情，这个观念在圣经当中重要到一个什么程度？
So we can say that holy is never a side note of the Bible.
那我们先来看圣洁这个字的含义是什么？
So what does holy mean?
我们中国人受到我们儒家思想的影响，哈，当我们一讲到圣洁这个字的时候，我们首先想到的是一种行为举止上的一种优雅，一种好。
As Chinese, the stereotype of thinking of the holy is like a good deed.
Yeah. 但是"圣洁"这个字的，它最主要的一个含义，其实不是我们行为上的一种什么样的好。
But before about any rule keeping.
它这个字最核心的意义哈，是一个是一个不同，是一个独立，是一个很独特的一个字。用英文来讲，就是 unique 这个字。
So, it means completely different, utterly unique.
Yeah. 我想在圣经当中，圣洁这个字被用来最多的，首先是被用来形容神。
So the word holy can be used to describe, and most often used to describe God.
所以对，当我们形容神的时候呢，这个字就代表了一种与所有其他宇宙当中所有其他的存在完全不同的一种存在。
When it is used to describe God, which means he is in a category of his own.
所以我们读中文圣经，常常翻译说是独一的神。
The only true God.
这个独一的神哈，还不单单只说，宇宙当中就再也没有其他的神了，这么一件事情。
So it's not only about there is no other small gods.
它还代表说这个神跟其他的宇宙当中的其他的存在是完全不一样的，有着完全不一样的性质。
So it emphasizes on the uniqueness and totally completely different from other things, small gods.
这个是圣洁这个词被用来形容用在神的身上，我们看到了这个特点。
That is how we should interpret holy when it is being used to describe God.
当然，我们也知道圣洁这个字也被用来形容人。
We also know holy can be used to describe people.
啊，保罗甚至于称行为上很不像样的这种这些哥林多的教会的一些行为上很不像样的人称为圣徒。
Paul called the disciples in the Corinthian saints.
当我们用圣洁这个字来形容人的时候呢，我们强调是什么呢？我们强调的是他分别出来。
When we use holy to describe people, it means set apart or separated unto.
在旧约圣经里面立位记里面，我们常常看到说，有一些东西，当它分别出来的。归给神的时候呢，这个东西就是圣洁的。
So, especially in the Old Testament, whenever we say like the Book of Living, we say when some things are reserved for holy purpose, it is the holy word.
所以他会说："归耶和华为圣，就是这个东西归给耶和华了。
So that thing is set apart to God and for God.
所以我们为什么说我们主日是圣日呢？要守为主日是圣日呢，因为这一天是我们从一个礼拜7天当中分别这一天出来，这一天是归给神的，所以它是圣日。
So just like today we are gathering here, we call it the holy day because we set our time apart from other things and we use this time to worship our God.
好，这个是当圣洁这个字被用来形容人、形容物的时候呢，它的意思就不是独特独一的，而是分别出来的意思。
And so again, when the word holy is used to describe people or things, it means set apart.
好，那我现在在接下来要讲的是，我们为什么必须要圣洁？
Now, we answer the second question. Why do we have to be holy?
首先，这是神的命令。
First of all, because God, that's God's command.
在立位记里面有许多次讲到了这样一句话，说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So in the Book of Levit, many times it mentioned, because I am holy, you have to be holy.
我们刚刚读的那个信息经文里面，使徒彼得也引用了这节圣经，讲到说，这节圣经本身在利未记里面就重复了许多遍啊。但彼得引用他说：“你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
And just like what we read through the first Peter, it says, "I am holy. You have to be holy because I am holy."
那这一节圣经就告诉我们说，我们人的圣洁是建立在神的圣洁的基础上。
So that means our holiness flows from God's holiness.
我们之所以是圣洁的，因为我们是分别出来归给一个圣洁的神。
We are holy because we are set apart to God and for God.
那么，神对于那些分别出来归给他的人或物，没有别的要求，只有一个要求是说，你们要圣洁。
So for the people and for the things God called to be holy,
所以这是神的命令。
that's His command to them to be holy.
第二，这也是神的工作。
And secondly, this is God's work.
我下面列了一张表，这张表其实就是我们刚刚读过的创世纪一章的第一节到第十三节，也是整本圣经的最前面的十三节的圣经。
So here I have a table. It's a high-level summary of what we read in Genesis
如
today.
果我们仔细的去看一下这个这么一这么这一张表哈，我不知道你能不能注意到神的创造在六天里面完成，所以说神赐福给第七天，对不对？神的创造在六天里面完成，可这个六天可以分成两组，第一到第三天是一组，第四到第六天是第二组。
So basically, God completed his creation work in 6 days, and these 6 days can be divided into two batch. The first 3 days is about the and the second 3 days are the second group.
而第四到第六天，神的工作是建立在第一到第三天的神的工作上面。
So the later 3 days is depends on the first 3 days.
而前面三天，神的创造、神的工作里面都包括了两个内容：第一个内容是他创造了一些什么；第二个内容就是神分别了一些东西，把两样东西分开来。
So the first 3 days is about God's creation by the acts of separation.
神把两样东西分开来，它不但是在物理上的一个分开，它神的分开带有非常明显的道德的意味在里面。
So it's not only about separating things physically, but it's also about separation from a moral perspective.
第一天，神分开了光和黑暗，因为他讲到说，神看的光是好的。
Day one, God separates light from darkness.
第二天他分开了他造出了空气，他分开了天和水。
Day two, God creates the expanse which separates the waters from above and below.
第三天神分开了陆地和海。
Day three, God separates the land from the seas.
这个我可能需要解释一下，陆地和海洋代表了什么？
Let me explain what does it mean.
陆地和海洋代表了生命和死亡，
Land and seas represent life and death.
海洋很清楚的。我们到那个启示录里面就看到，启示录里就有一句话说，当神来审判的时候，说什么呢？说大海要交出其中的死人来。
So in the Revelation, it says, and the sea has to give through the right of the death.
所以海洋代表了死亡。
So the sea represents the death,
而陆地呢，代表了生命，
and the land represents life.
因为陆地它产出了维系生命所需要所有的食物，它是生命的一个维系者。
Because the land produces and maintain all the life system.
所以你看，神给亚伯拉罕一个应许的时候呢，神给亚伯拉罕一个应许，就是说，它包括两件事，一件事情是说你会有一个子孙，第二件事情是说你会有一块地。对不对？就是应许之地。
So God gave Abraham a promise, and the first part is about you will have the heir, and the second part is you will have a land.
实在说起来，这两个应许是同一个应许，神就是应许亚伯拉罕的子子孙孙会绵延不绝。
basically these two parameters can be merged as one. Like you will have the your offspring.
因为他不但有地，而且还有。 亚伯拉罕的子孙不但有子孙，而且还有他子孙维系生命所需要的供应。Abraham
will not only have his offspring, but also have the land that can sustain his.
这个就是地所代表的。And
that's what land represents.
所以第三天，你看神分开天和陆地和海洋，就代表的神分别生命和死亡。So
day three, and that means God separates life from death.
我们就因此我们就可以看到说神的工作其实不但包含的创造，它也包含的分别。So
in the God's creation work, it's not only about the creation, but also about the separation.
神喜悦一些在他的创造里面，神喜悦一些，不喜悦另外一些。God
says some creation is good, something is not good.
神也对我们他所创的人里面，他也分别出一些人出来，这些人他称为是圣者，是他要接纳到永世里面去的。In
the same way, God calls a group of people to be holy, to be separated apart for His purpose.
就像主耶稣在比喻里面这个所讲的一样，到他要再来的时候，他要把稗子和麦子分开。
Just like just like our Lord Jesus taught in the parable of the wheat and the weeds.
他要把麦子收到仓里面去，他要把稗子用火焚烧。On
that day, our Lord Jesus will keep all the wheat to the barn and will use the internal fire to burn the weeds.
同样，神也对人说：“你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
And same way, God told us to be holy because I am holy.
而我们这些蒙到神的呼召的人，要我们要跟随神，要与神同去，就必须要配合神的工作。
And for us Christians, if we want to move, follow our Lord and move forward with Him, we have to be holy.
我们就必须要把自己从世界上分别出来。
We have to separate us from the world.
我们从世俗当中分别出来。
We have to separate us from the culture.
用圣经上的话来说，我们就不能效法从前蒙昧无知那放纵私欲的样子。We
should no longer conform to our old desires, like the ignorance of the God.
这就是为什么我们要圣洁，因为这是神的工作，that's
why we have to be holy.
也是神的命令。That's
because it's God's command and it's His work.
好，那么圣洁意味着什么呢？
So what does it mean by be holy?
首先，圣洁意味着我们有不同的原则。First,
it means we have different principles.
我们有不同的处事原则。We
have different principles to live on.
这个世界上的处事原则是什么呢？ 是人不为己，天诛地灭。So
the world runs on the principle of self-centered. Like, if I do not look out for myself, who will?
对不对？ 就是说，以至于说，当我们在法庭上。 我这法庭应该是最追求公平的嘛，法庭在法庭上，他都不要求一个人他自证其罪，你就证明他自己是罪犯。
So even like court and the world that we are living in doesn't require that criminal to justify himself.
Yeah, 他甚至都不要求你的亲人、你的家人到法庭上来作证。
It's not even necessary to bring his families and members to be a witness.
为什么呢？ 因为他知道这个人做不到。
Because we know that people cannot do it.
我们中国的这个孔子曾经讲过一句话说，如果说一个人的父亲他偷了一只羊，那么做儿子的应该是怎么？ 怎么样的应该怎么做才算是正直的呢？他应该替父亲隐瞒起来，这个样的人才是正直的。
So there is an old Chinese story like by Confucius that says if a father steals a sheep, what his son should do? He should hide it.
他说子为父隐，父为子隐，直在其中。就是说，son covers for the father, and the father covers for the son, and this is righteous 啊，就是说孔对孔子来说，这个是代表的正直。
So for that, for the word philosophy, that like cover up for each other means the righteous.
因为什么呢？因为他知道人性其实根本做不到真正的正直。
Because he has a, he knows that by ourselves, we cannot do the very right thing.
人都是追求自己的利益的。
We always tend to seek our own interest.
啊，人不为己，天诛地灭。
If we do not look out for myself, who will?
啊，我们有些时候会看到有一些人，他假装公益，哈，就说他假装他不为自己的利益。据说以前哈，说中药铺里有一个这个中药铺里面，他的门口写着一个对联，说宁可架上药生城，啊，但愿世间人无病。就说他宁可他自己没有生意做，他也希望每个人都不生病。
Sometimes we even dress up our self-interest to make it sound noble. Just like an old Chinese saying, which says, "Better the medicines on gather dust on the shelf than the world for ill."
这个它其实是一种生意的噱头。
It's just a promotion for the business.
它的目的是什么呢？目的是让自己的生意更好。
Like the ultimate goal of that, say, behind that saying is like they want to make more money.
马克思在这件事情上面说的比较真实的，他说每一个做伞的人卖伞的人，希望天天都下雨。
And also pointed about Max, he told
Karl Marx,
Karl
Karl
Marx,
Marx.
he once said, every umbrella businessman wants to have the rainy days.
Yeah，所以这个是世界的一个标准，世界的原则是自我中心的。
So this world that we live in runs on the principle of self-centered.
基督徒的原则是在圣洁生活的原则是什么呢？是以神为中心。
What about us? What should we live on? We should live on God-centered.
以神为中心的生活，有些时候在世俗的人眼中看起来是很不合理的。
Maybe it sounds very ridiculous and funny to to others.
以神为中心的生活，我举几个例子来说，讲到爱这个字，现在这个世界上，爱这个字已经完全被滥用了。
In the modern world, the word of love has been abused, used in every perspective.
世人讲到的爱，都是从自己出发的。
The word love is always originates from ourselves.
我需要你，所以我爱你。
I need you, so I love you.
圣经神讲的爱是什么呢？爱是不求自己的益处。
So what does the Bible say? Bible says love does not a true love does not seek its own.
爱是要求牺牲，爱是要求付出。
And the true love often requires self-denial.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，
During our Lord's earthly time.
他曾经发生过这样一个事情，就是伯大尼的玛利亚，他把一个很宝贵的一个香膏，一个真拿达香膏的，他把一个玉瓶给打破，把一瓶很宝贵的真拿达香膏倒在了主耶稣的头上。
So remember the story, Mary of Bethany. He poured out the alabaster jar, the nada, which was a year's wage on Jesus.
Yeah，这一个行动，连主的门徒都不理解。
Like this behavior, even Jesus' disciples cannot understand.
Yeah，连主的门徒都说：“何必这样枉费呢
They quote. It a waste.
？”但是从神的眼中，主耶稣是怎么评价这件事情的呢？
But what does our Lord say?
主耶稣他说他做的是一件美事。
Our Lord called it beautiful.
主耶稣甚至于吩咐说：“你们将来把这个福音传到全世界各地去的时候，你们都要提起这件事情。
And our Lord even commands all of us, like whenever we preach the good news to others, we have to share this story.
”为什么要提起这件事情？
Why?
因为这件事情代表了一个不同的原则。
Because this story represents a Mary's different principle.
啊，耶稣的门徒说要把这个香膏卖掉，啊，卖掉拿了钱去周济穷人。这个，即便他们是真心的，这也是一个属地的一个眼光。
Jesus' disciple suggested they should sold that alabaster jar for some money and then give it to the poor. Even they mean it, this is earthly principle.
而主耶稣夸奖玛利亚的，是因为他表现夸奖说他做了一件是美事，是因为他表现出的是一个属天的眼光。
And our Lord praises Mary of Bethany because of her heavenly principles.
Yeah. 这个是圣洁，第一个它意味着什么？它意味着一个不同的原则。
So being holy means we have to have different principles.
第二个，圣洁代表着我们有一个不同的权威。
So being holy, we have to have different authority.
啊，这个不同的权威是不同的权威是在地上的人，在属世界的人，他们所有的权威，跟教会里的人，跟属神的百姓应该有的权威是不一样的。
So, the different authority means how people run the business is totally different from how people run a church.
嗯，啊，地上有些时候会给你一些看起来很听，看起来很好的一些的原则，一些权威。
So the world can often offer you some very lucrative authority.
但是有时候地上的人会把他们内心真实的想法跟我们表达出来。
The worldly person would reveal their true heart.
Yeah, the world will reveal their true intention sometimes.
我们记得有一个德国以前有一个非常著名的铁血宰相叫俾斯麦。
So there was one general called Bismarck.
Yeah, Bismarck.
Bismarck.
Bismarck. 他曾经讲过了一句非常著名的话。
He once said,
他说真理哈有多远？他说真理就在德国的大炮的射程之内。
So the true authority, suggested by the general Bismarck, said the true authority means how far the cannon can go.
他这句话虽然听起来是很令人难以接受哈，但事实上它其实是代表着每一个人真实的一个想法的。
Maybe at the first impression, it sounds a little bit hard to accept, but it really reflects many of us our deep thinking.
对于世人来说，权威是靠暴力获得的。
To the world that we are living in, the authority is gained by the violence.
啊，所以说从世界的人的这个、从这个世界的这个原则，世界的这个、原则是什么呢？世界的原则说正义。就是有强权的人按照他的意志在做事。
So the world's authority is established on the human power.
这个是柏拉图讲的，他说正义，什么是正义啊？正义就是有权力的人，有强权的人照他的意思去做事。这个就是正义。
So the word defines the being right, it means doing the things of those or on the high power position.
基督徒的权威来自于哪里？
Where does our authority come from?
基督徒的权威来自于神。
It comes from our God.
再更具体的来说，是来自于神的话。
It is based on God's word.
我们现在有许许多多的争议，这我们在过去的这几年里面啊，在过去的几年十几年里面，美国的社会越来越撕裂，因为我们面临着一场争端，一场争议是说同性恋这个问题。
For the past two decades, the USA has been really divided and went to two extremes in terms of the topic on the homosexual.
也曾经也有教会的有一部分的牧师， 他甚至于来质疑这件事情。他说，如果说一个同性恋的一个有同性恋倾向的人，他是天生的，我们难道也定罪这种行为吗？
Even some pastors ask the question like if someone is born to be trapped in the same sex attraction, should we convict him or her?
然后我对他的一个回答是说，我说如果说我这个人天生的性情就是很急躁的，我对人没有礼貌，就是可以被原谅的吗？
Like I answered him, if I am So I'm this type of person. If I'm easy to anger, and easy to lose my temper, should I be forgiven?
所以一个行为的对或者不对。不是看这个行为是天生的还是不是天生的。
So how to decide whether a behavior is right or not? It is not based on whether it is born to be that or not.
一个行为，他的一个行为，他是罪还是不是罪？这个权威的标准应该是看神的话怎么说。
A deed or a behavior, whether it is a sin or not, we should always go back to the scripture.
所以，如果说一个人在天然的里面就有某一种的倾向，对有些人这来说，有些人他是有天生的同性恋的倾向，对另外一些人这来说，他天生就是脾气比较暴躁。
Maybe for some people, they are tend to fall into this same sex. Attraction trap, but for some others, they are tend to fall into the trap of the being anger.
这个只说明一个问题，就是我们都是天生的，都是罪人。
That only reveals one thing, that is, we are all sinners.
然后我们的罪是在不同的地方、不同的方式表现出来而已。
And our sins are manifested through different aspects in our life.
而我们面临的挑战是，我们怎么样子在这样一种天然的倾向里面去过一个得胜的生活。
And the more important question that we should ask is how can we live a overcoming life or in this situation?
在你看，基督徒、神的儿女和世界上的人，在权威的问题上就有这样一个不同。
So you see, as Christians, we do have different authority perspective from the world.
第三个是我们的信心建立的根基是不同的。
And the third one is different foundation.
这个世界越来越多的。把我们的信心，把我们对世界的认知，建立在我们的感觉和经历上。
This word told us to build our foundation on the changing feelings and the shifting feelings.
好，越来越多的我们看到这样子的事情。
More and more.
有些时候这些事情其实反映在教会里面。
Sometimes they are even reflected in our church.
我们都很喜欢，我不知道你们啊，就是我很喜欢唱一首诗歌，叫《野地的花
I do really like one hymn, which
》。
is
No,
called.
I like it, I
Oh,
like it。
I like a hymn, which is called the Lily of the Valley.
好，就说这首诗歌非常美丽。
It's a beautiful hymn.
然后他就唱了说野地的花，天上的飞鸟，野地的花。神让他这么美丽，天上的飞鸟，神也不让他饿死。哈，那我们是多么的宝贵，神爱护我们远远超过这些。这首诗歌是一个非常美丽的诗歌。
And the lyrics says like how beautiful are those lilies of the valley and the birds are they do not sow and they do not plant.
我们的确可以从这些美丽的创造里面感觉到神爱我们。
Admittedly we do we can see the we can feel God's love through the creation.
但是，如果说我们对神对我们爱的信心建立在这些事情上面，哈，弟兄姐妹，这是不可靠的。
But if we build our faith only on the created things, this is not reliable.
我听过一个真实的见证，我已经忘记是谁跟我讲的了，很久以前。
I want to share you guys with a testimony.
这个是在说，在2008年，中国发生了一场大地震，就是在汶川地震，大家记得吧？哈。
So remember in 2008, there was Wenchuan earthquake.
地震发生了之后呢，有很多的 香港的，那时候包括台湾的，台湾那时候和大陆的关系比较，他们都到中国去，他们就义务的怎么这个搜查队啊，不搜查队，反正就是去抢救人呐、啊。
So after the earthquake, Hong Kong and Taiwan, they all sent medical teams to the Wenchuan.
那么教会也当然抓住这个机会，要去把福音传给大家，对不对？
And of course, church also did the same thing.
要去，要告诉那个地方的，要告诉我们的同胞说，神爱我们。
As Christians, we have to tell them, God loves us.
结果有一个到香港，从香港去短宣的一个负责带领大家敬拜的一个姐妹回来之后，她就做这样的一个见证。
So, a sister, after her visit to Wenchuan, he shared this.
然后他在出发之前准备了很多的诗歌，
She prepared a lot of hymns.
呀，他准备唱啊这些诗歌，准备人弹琴，他们整个诗班都准备好了，
She prepared the worship team together.
其中就有我刚刚提到的那首《野地的花
And one of the hymns was a hymn that I shared with you guys, The Lily of the Valley.
然后他一到那个地方之后哈，他发现说他这些准备全部是不合适的。
And once she arrived at Wenchuan, she found all her preparation was in vain, and not appropriate.
因为在那个地方，在发生地震的那个地方，他看不到野地的花，野地没有花给他看。
Because in Wenchuan, after the earthquake, she can't see any flowers.
他说：“你放眼望去的时候，你有些时候你还看到一个死人的尸体，甚至于一个死人尸体的一部分，一只手，一只脚。”
All you can see is dead body or even disassembled human beings.
然后他突然之间就问说：“我看到一个死人，或者看到一个死人的一部分，一只手，一只脚。我想到了不久前发生的事情，我怎么样子能够还要告诉人家说神爱你们
So, once you were there seeing those dead bodies, how can we still ask them to sing the Lily of the Valley and ask them to believe God loves you?
？”所以他到了那里之后，他才发现说他的准备哈是完全不合宜。
So she found her preparation was not appropriate.
但是他必须要领会，他怎么办？
But she has to lead the worship team.
这个时候就有一个旋律回响在他的心中。
And a melody rung into her mind.
另外一首诗歌
Another hymn.
：“Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so。”啊，你不会唱。
Sorry.
耶稣爱我，我知道，是不是？告诉我啊，就说他想到了另外一首诗歌，就说你会不会唱？
So she she sort of another hymn.
他就临时的改了那首诗歌。
So she changed to that hymn.
后来回来之后呢，回来的路上，回来之后他就一直在思想这个事情。
And on her way back to Hong Kong, she was meditating on this.
然后他就问一个问题说，我们的信心。我们的权威到底建立在什么的基础上？
She asked, on what we build our authority and the principles.
我们的经验虽然可以帮助我们建立我们信仰的权威，
Our experience can, of course, can help us to establish our authority.
但是这个绝对不能成为我们的 foundation，
But
绝对不能成为我们的基础。
by no means it can be our foundation.
我们真正的基础要建立在神的话语的基础上。
So the only foundation that we can have is God's word.
第三哈，圣洁意味着我们有不同的一个优先秩序。
And third, be holy means we have to have different priority.
世界上的人，他们的优先秩序是什么呢？是自己的需要。
So, earth people, their priorities is always me, my needs.
那自己的需要，我们中国人的一个理想的人格是叫修齐治平，对不起，叫修身齐家治国平天下，对不对？这是中国人的理想。修身 means self improvement。
Our priority is like we have to self improvement.
Yeah，就 他的一个理想的人格是说，我们先集中精力在你自己做一个好人上面。
So it often starts with ourselves. We have to be a good man first.
Yeah, you be a good person first.
我们要做一个好的人。
Yeah，然后呢，你再把你的家弄成一个好的家。
Then we can run our family.
啊，然后呢，你再把你生活的那个小的国度变成一个好的国度，
Then we can make a better contribution to the community that we're living
然后你再想要把全世界变得好。
in. And then worldwide.
啊，所以中国人的这么一个道德修炼是从人自己开始的。
So the whole journey starts from an individual ourselves.
好，所以呢，就说我，所以我们强调的是，把我们自己放在那个中心的位置，
So we put ourselves at the very centered place.
是属神的人。圣经要求我们，耶稣要求我们的是另外一个优先秩序。
But for Christians, we have totally different priorities.
耶稣要求我们的是要先求神的国和他的义。
What we was taught by our Lord is we have to seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
我们许多的弟兄姐妹也好，我们慕道朋友有时候也表现出了一种世界上的一个优先秩序。
But we have to confess that brothers and sisters will often also follow the world's priorities.
许多的人就觉得说，哎，教会的这个事情哈，等我以后有空了，我会去教会。
Many of us were saying, "Oh, whenever I have free time, I'll do the church work."
就说等我学业结束了，我再去教会。我现在要先把学业搞好。
After my graduation, I'll go to church.
我然后学业好了之后呢，我先要找到工作，工作稳定了之后呢，我会去教会的。
After securing a job, then I'll go to church.
啊，有了工作之后呢，他说：“哎呀，我先要成家立业啊，等到我家庭稳定了，我会去教会。”
Let me find a wife, then I'll probably go to church.
啊，然后说他有了孩子之后，孩子长大了，我会去教会。
So maybe after my kids go to college, I'll
啊，
go
然后
church.
等等等等等等，他的一生就是在这一系列的等待和以后当中就过去了。
So it's always he is always delaying.
最后他发现，他没有神的国和义。
So at the end, he found out there is no God's kingdom and righteousness in his life.
而地上的这一切，他也不一定真的就有。
And sadly, he may not have the earthly treasure neither.
耶稣告诉我们的是，一个圣洁的人的一个 priority，他的一个优先秩序是要先求神的国和义。
Jesus told us a holy person should seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
而这些都要加给你们了。
And all others will be added to you.
这所有的祝福都是神在加给我们的，
All the blessings comes from God.
这是一个属神的人的一个优先秩序。
This is how a holy people should prioritize his life.
我刚刚举到的那个圣经的例子，玛利亚把真拿达香膏打碎，就是一个例子。
And the Mary of Bethany is one of the examples.
玛利亚难道不知道有许多的穷人需要周济吗？
Doesn't she know that there are a lot of poor
他知
people?
道，
She knows.
但是他把神放在第一位。
But she put God first.
他把那一瓶那么贵的真拿达香膏用来膏耶稣。
She used that alabaster jar to anoint Jesus.
他表现出了一个不同的优先秩序。
Her deeds reveal her faith in priorities.
这是圣经时代的人。
That's in the biblical context.
在我们生活的这个时代，甚至于不久以前，一个属神的人也是这样生活的。
I have another example.
这个人的名字叫 William Borden，我跟你们大家讲一个真实的故事，一个人的真实的历史，叫 William Borden。
I'm going to share a story about William Borden.
你们看一下他的姓，last name Borden。
Check his family name, Gordon.
你们有没有记得说有一个 ice cream 的牌子叫 Borden？
Any ring a bell? Ice cream?
Yeah，这个 ice cream 的牌子叫 Borden，因为这个人的家是一个传统的非常富有的家。
So his family runs that ice cream company, and it's very, very wealthy.
他们家族一度被称为是牛奶大王，那。
The society called him the king of the dairy.
啊，美国有钢铁大王、铁路大王、石油大王，他是牛奶大王。
There is kings of the railroad and all the types, and the families in charge of the dairy and the products.
所以他们家就是这么有钱的一个人家哈。所以他高中毕业的那一年呢，他的父母就送给他一份生日礼物，高中毕业的礼物。这份礼物就是周游全世界。
So after William graduated from high school, his family sent him a gift to travel around the world.
他在周游全世界的时候呢，他就来到了中国。
And he stopped by China.
他去到了中国，去到了内地，到了甘肃。
He went to Gansu province.
然后呢，在那个地方，他遇到了中国许多的回民。
He met many Muslim people.
然后他就产生了一个非常强烈的感动，他要对中国内地的回民传福音。
And God put this burning desires to serve as a missionary to those people in his heart.
我看他的故事哈，看到这里我就已经自责了。
I was self-criticized when I read till this part.
因为我自己在中国的时候，中国的回民是我最不喜欢的一群人。
When I was in China, like those Muslim people, I try to avoid them.
Yeah，这么一个美国的这么一个真的是含着。银汤匙出生的这么一个人，他突然之间，他会对中国的回民产生了如此强烈的负担。
But look at the William. He was brought into such a wealthy family, and God put this missionary burden into his heart.
然后他就开始跟他，当他开始把这个事情跟他的朋友分享的时候呢，他的朋友都认为他疯了。
When he shared his burden about the Muslim people in China, his friends thought he was crazy.
然后呢，他对于朋友们的不理解哈，他的回应，他就在他的圣经上写了两个字，叫没有保留，不保留，no reserve。
In the back of his Bible, he wrote no reserves.
来作为他内心的一个决心。
As a reminder and or determination.
然后他就进了耶鲁大学了。
Then he went to Yale.
然后在耶鲁大学期间呢，因着他的敬虔，因着他这个人的敬虔，耶鲁大学的整个的校园几乎出现了一种类似于卫斯理和怀特菲在牛津大学，开始的那样的一种敬虔运动。
And during his time in Yale, because of his holy. Because of his acts, there sparkled a movement just like a white field and Wesley sparkled 100 years ago back in Oxford.
Yeah，然后他在耶鲁大学的校园组织了一个早晨的读经聚会。
He organized a morning Bible study in Yale.
你们猜几点钟开始？
Can you have a guess when does that meeting started?
5点钟开始。
5 o'clock.
啊，早晨5点钟开始。
5 in the morning.
Yeah，他在耶鲁大学的他们这个读经的小组的一个口号是什么呢？他说是对自己。说不，对耶稣说是，永远这样做。
So the motto for that group, Bible study group, is say no to self, say yes to Jesus every time.
Yeah, 他就啊，然后大学毕业之后呢，他出生在这种家庭哈，他找工作是绝对不用自己费心的。
Because of his background, he doesn't have to worry about looking for a job.
第一，他的家族里面就有许多大企业需要他去看，需要他去帮忙经营管理。
Like, he can always find a place in his family base.
就算他不想要在家族的企业里面做呢，其他的那些大企业、大银行，那是非常欢迎他去做的，因为这样一来的话，他们这些企业就跟美国的一个这种家族有了这样的一个纽带了嘛。
And of course, the companies outside the world also welcome people like him, so can they can build a connection with his family.
但是，他都拒绝了，他都谢绝了。
But he turned down all the offers.
啊，他的父母不理解，
His parents cannot understand.
他的同学也都说他疯了。
And his classmates thought he was foolish.
但是他毫不动摇的坚持自己的从神那边的意向，他要去中国宣教。
Unmoved, he stayed clung to the God's calling.
而且他还不要在上海啊这种地方宣教，他要到甘肃去向回民宣教。
He did not choose places like Shanghai, but he wants to go Gansu.
这个时候呢，他又在自己的圣经上写了两个字，不停留，不停步。
So at that time, he added two more words at the back, in the back of his Bible, which is no retreats.
因为他的父母为了让他冷静一点哈，就还是 offer 说你大学毕业了再去这旅行一次这个样子，但是他也谢绝了，他直接就进了普林斯顿神学院。
And his parents tried to lure him away by offering him another worldwide tour, but he turned it down and he went to Princeton Seminary directly.
在普林斯顿神学院，他接受了装备之后呢，他一天都没停，一刻不停的，他就准备要动身去中国。
So after receiving all the equipment from the Princeton Theological Seminary, he set out to China.
因为当时中国的在甘肃的回民哈，他们的语言当中有很多的阿拉伯语，他们还说阿拉伯语的。
So at that time, many Chinese Muslim people they speak Arabic.
所以呢，他就为了好好的准备呢，他觉得他先要学一些阿拉伯语。
So to better prepare for his service, he wants to learn some Arabic.
他是从纽约出发的，
He set out from New York.
所以他第一站呢，他就先去了埃及。
So he first stopped by Egypt.
他希望他计划在埃及里面啊，他当然他的他很有钱，他有很多的资源了哈。所以呢，他就在埃及请了一个当地最好的一个阿拉伯语的老师来教他阿拉伯语。
And he hired one of the best teachers to teach him Arabic at that time.
那么他计划呢，从在阿拉伯就在埃及待一段时间之后呢，从埃及通过内陆哈，这个样子去，因为以他的那个年代的话，跨越太平洋是一件比较大的困难。
Instead of going through the sea, he planned to go through the land.
啊，所以呢，他计划是从陆地上到中国去。
So he planned to, he planned to go to China through land.
非常不幸的事情发生了，
Very unfortunately.
他在埃及得到了一种传染病，我不记得他是什么传染病
He got a disease, at Egypt.
这种热带的传染病，然后他完全没有抵抗力。
And there was no chance.
然后他得了病之后，他就得了很重。虽然他的家人不断的跟美国这联系报告他的情形，他美国的家人也马上就打算派人到埃及去照顾他，结果他都没有等到。
He was very, very ill at that time, and even though his family tried to save him, but there was no chance.
所以他最后连他的家人都没有见到最后一面，他就在埃及死了。
So he didn't have a chance to see his family before his death.
所以他的家人到了埃及之后，他已经过世了，就只能把他的东西全部带回到美国，把他的遗体安排到美国来安葬。然后，当他的遗体遗物被运到美国的时候，
Okay, so when his family arrived in Egypt, he was already dead, and all they can do is trying to take his body back to America for burial.
人们发现他的圣经上，他的圣经的背后写了第三个 phrase，no，不后悔。
And when they were sorted out his sins, And they found his Bible, and at the back of the Bible, they found a newly added terms, no regrets.
这显然是他临终之前写的。
Of course, this is what he wrote before he lived.
他的死讯传回到美国哈，他的家庭、他的朋友都陷入了极大的悲痛当中。
His family and his friends were in such a such a
许多人因此对上帝很不理解，
they were Christian God.
为什么上帝会让这样的事情发生？
How can God allow such thing to happen?
就是如果上帝不悦纳他到中国去祷告的话呢，完全可以拦阻他，然后他在美国本来是可以过一个很好的人生的。
If God found no pleasure in sending him to China, he can definitely stop him.
而就算他去做一个生意人，他去接手他家族的生意，他依然可以对宣教、对教会有很好的贡献。
Take a step back, even if he take his family
为
business.
什么神会让这样一个人花了那么多年的准备，最后到临到他要去到福音工厂的时候，神要把他接回去？
How can God let such thing happen?
所以呢，许多的人就非常在意、非常关心，说他想要听听他们教会的牧师是怎么来在他的安息礼拜上证道，来讲他的一生的。
So many people want to know how will that pastor preach during his funeral?
大家实在不知道，说在这件事情看起来这么荒谬的一个事情上面，里面有什么神的旨意在里面。
In such a difficult situation, people want to know why.
结果他们教会给他做证道的，这给他在上礼上做。追思礼拜上做正道的这个牧师，把那一天他的正道的题目是一句圣经上的话。
The sermon that the pastor preached is based on one verse.
这一节圣经就出自于玛利亚把甄拿达香膏打破的那个故事里面。
This verse is related to the Mary of Bethany.
这个正道的题目是为何这样枉费？
The title of that sermon is Why Such a Waste?
Why this waste？
Why this
就
waste?
然后 waste 上面他打了一个引号。
And there's a great waste.
许多的时候，在人的眼中看起来是浪费，
Many times in our human eyes, we thought it's a waste.
在神的眼中是一件美事。
But God called it beautiful.
在 William Borden 这个人的身上，
For William Borden,
他的计划好像是没有实现。
it seems that his plan wasn't carried out.
但是他没有遗憾，
But he has no regrets.
虽然他的各种各样的努力似乎都白都浪费了，
It seems all his efforts was in vain.
但是他最后写下了一个许多人临终之前写不下来的两个字：不后悔。
But the final words from him is like no regrets.
有多少人临终的时候充满了后悔？
Dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you, how many of you people say will have some regrets at their deathbed?
这么一个一生看起来做了许多我们所不能同意、我们所不能理解的事情的人，他临终的时候写下的两个字是不后悔。
And for William, he did such a great of things, but different things, and he put it no regrets.
为什么他不后悔？
Why he can be?
因为他用他的一生追求了神的国和义。
Because he devoted his whole life to God's kingdom and righteousness.
我记得圣经上讲说，斯提凡寻道回天家的时候，他说主从宝座上站了起来。
So in the revelation from God to the Stephen when he was about to die,
我相信 William Borden，他回到天家的时候，主也一定是张开双臂的欢迎他。
our Lord rise from his throne to receive Stephen in the same way our Lord will receive William,
因为他在地上度过了美丽的一生，
because he lived a meaningful and beautiful life.
在神的眼中看起来，他的一生是圣洁的，
In God's eyes, his life is holy.
因为他的一生是被分别出来归给神的。
Because his life was separated, set up.
他没有照人的眼光来判断，他没有照人的优先秩序来决定。
He didn't live his life on words and priorities and principles.
他一生是为着神而活的。
He devoted his whole life to God.
虽然我们从人的眼中里面看起来，我们觉得他没有成就什么事情。
According to the world standard, he may achieve nothing.
但是从神的眼中眼睛里看起来，他一生做了一件美事，他的人生是极其美丽的。
But in our Lord's eyes, William did a great thing.
好，求神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless his own words.
我们一起有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，
Father, we thank you.
你不但将这一段的圣经，这两段的圣经赐给我们，
You not only share and give your words to us,
你也将许多如云的见证人赐给我们，
you also prepared so many beautiful testimonies.
让我们从他们的人生当中能够学习到怎么样的人生才算是圣洁的人生。
So that we can learn what does it mean by a holy life.
求你帮助我们，从今天开始，我们每一个人都过一个圣洁的人生。
Oh Father, would you help us from today? Help us to live a holy life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
阿门。好吧，我们一起来唱一首回应的诗歌。更新我心意啊，可不可以请？
小弟兄可以放一下吗？
我们用祷告的心来唱这首诗歌。我们求神改变我们，更新我们的心意。我们不管我们过去是为什么而活，从今天开始，我们为主而活。
更新我心意，使我能侍奉你。更新我心意，使我能想你。更新我心意，使我能想你。更新我心意，使我能想你。祝你是他乡，我是泥土，我所造是我的感受。Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the mold me and make me. This is what I pray. 心我心意，使我能想你，更喜我心，使我能想你。是我的想你，How change my heart, oh God, 更新我心意。
谢谢大家，我们接下来把时间交给长老。
有没有第一次在我们中间？